John won all defeat, but a starting performance from yourself and the team nearly did enough to put it to replay later on.
Yeah, I think we knew it was going to be a difficult tie down here. Preparation's not ideal, we didn't get here till quite late. But it then maybe worked in our favour, because I think we gave them a real go. Lost a sloppy goal from our point of view, but I think throughout the game we defended well, limited their chances. Said when they did get in, made a few saves, which was pleasing. I think we've worked their goalie as well, and we can probably count ourselves a bit unlucky that we didn't at least get them back up.
Could have been ahead at half time, actually, the chances he had.
Yeah, with a good chance, Paul was through. The keeper made it difficult for him, and I think there was men behind the goalie as well, so he made the goalie make a save, and really that's all you can ask for him. But I think at the end, you can tell by the way they've reacted that they were delighted to probably get away with a 1-0 win.
The goals came from a set piece, but I think between yourselves and your back four, you've kept them out in open play.
Yeah, I think so. You always know that teams are always going to get their chances. I think there was a wee spell, maybe second half, 10, maybe 15 minutes, it just felt like we couldn't get out. They had the woodwork, and yeah, they've caused us a problem. Their movement, their delivery was good at set pieces. Personally, I feel it was now a corner. Obviously, there's not much we can do about it once it's given. We've got to defend it better. But I think it was one where the ref's unsure, and sometimes he favours the home side in that situation. I've been there before, so we've got to take that on the chin.
Even late on when we're going for an equaliser, I think you were channeling your inner Schmeichel going up to the corner trying a bicycle.
Yeah, well,
kick.
I think it was. I don't know why he's trying to pick him out, to be fair, but you've got to try something, I think. We caused them problems. We've got two corners. I think the first one, I remember challenging the goalie, getting on the deck and then looking round, and the ball must have been pretty close to the line. I think it was Corey that got the effort, and we're really unlucky there. And then obviously Reece has then picked me out with the second one. I think I've seen the headlines and went for something that's maybe in the locker, but wait, we'll give it a go. And I think we can count ourselves unlucky not to get a replay. We're just sitting in there looking at it. We've had to make a few subs because our boys putting everything on the line, playing through injuries, just trying to get that win that we're looking for. And then you finish the game with Michelle at 34, and then apart from that, you've got, we're just speaking about Stilley's 24, your next oldest player. So it's a good thing for that boys. I mean, some of them are experienced at this level, but there's some, it's new to them, and atmospheres in games like today can only be good for them, and we've got to now take that into our league campaign and try and get that going.
Even when you finished, I think two of the lads you had in front of you were playing for you in the 20s on Monday night.
Yeah, that's the thing. You come on, Corey and Chris have come on, obviously. Both of them played 20s Monday night, and yeah, a great experience for them to come on and today, and they didn't look out of place. I think to a man, every member of the squad today, even the ones that didn't get on, you could hear it at times. The bench, the dugout is right behind you, and that's got to be a positive, because there's no doubts about it, we've had a difficult start to the season with one thing and another, but I think today proves that we're all in it together and we're still fighting, and our luck will turn and we will get there. We've just got to be patient and keep it going, really.